John, tell me a little bit about American Angus Association bringing their tour to Oklahoma, and you're helping plan and put this thing on, what, early October?
Yes. We're going to have the Angus Association has a national tour each and every year. We'll have a one-day symposium where we give us updates on what the Angus Association is doing at the present time. And the next 2 days we'll spend out in the field touring various ranches through the state of Oklahoma. We have a real good tour lined up. We're going to make a swing up through eastern Oklahoma where we will look at Smith's Angus Ranch, and we'll stop at the Wool Rock Museum and come back and look at a commercial operation at Buford's, finish up at Limestone, and the next day we'll make a swing through northwest Oklahoma where we'll start at Stillwater where we'll have a lot of small breeders in. We will go to Pollard's. We'll also stop at a cutting horse ranch where they've trained the cutting horses and give them a chance to see how the reining horses work. And then we'll end up in the Evening Meal Express where we'll have a good treatment there.
And this is all about just exposing various parts of the country as far as letting the Angus breeders from around the U.S. see how operations work in various parts of the U.S.
Yes, we'll have it'll give us a chance. There'll be participants here from most of the states in the United States, and we'll give them a chance to see how we run cattle here in Oklahoma, especially our commercial, especially when we bring the people in from the eastern part of the United States. They don't get a chance to see large commercial ranches of Angus cattle. It'll be a chance for them to see how we use the Angus bulls and manage those cows.
You know, you've been working with the Angus breed for quite a few years, John, you and your family. The whole cattle business has changed, but most certainly the Angus breed has changed a great deal, especially with the development of your certified Angus program.
Yes, and we're going to continue to work more on that certified Angus program. The Angus have always been a breed that's been known for quality. We're going to continue to try to work that quality. The CAB program has been growing at a rate of about 3 or 4% a year. We think we can increase that rate to 8 or 10. The only thing we need is more supply, so we've got to continue to work to get more Angus bulls in there to improve the quality of that beef and supply what we have the demand for.